Moida. Before we said that by a korban seber, even Rabbi Yeshua is moida. That even though the boser is tamei, still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. His Rabbi Yeshua only says that by a korban seber, not by a korban yochid, not by a korban seber. So you can't say here Rabbi Yossi says he likes Rabbi Lezer's pshat by a korban seber, because by a korban seber Rabbi Yeshua doesn't argue. So what pshat is Rabbi Yossi that he says he likes both of them? Elo, the pshat is like this: Royani divrei Rabbi Lezer b'diyevet. He meant to say that b'diyevet, even by a korban yochid, if you lost the dambi, if the bosa became tummy, you should know if you make this rikas adam, b'diyevet avad was kosher. B'diyevet he holds like Rabbi Lezer. Aber b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua l'chatchila, that's what he meant to say. But metchila though, if you don't have any bosa around, you should not make this rikas adam. Shrek Yomara, b'diyevet. If you want to say that Rabbi Yossi is holding like Rabbi Lezer b'diyevet, I'll feel Rabbi Yeshua nami moida. We said before, no, Rabbi Yeshua is also moida, but the Yevet is good. But who? The Katoni moida Rabbi Yeshua, Shimzara Kurtza. We asked before that Rabbi Yeshua himself is moida. Rabbi Yeshua himself only says that Matchila, if there's no meat around, you're not allowed to make this Rigas Adam. But lo Yitzri, but the Yevet, you went and didn't make this Rigas Adam, even Rabbi Yeshua is moida, Imzara Kurtza. So you can't say, I hold like Rabbi Lezer in that prat, because even Rabbi Yeshua holds like that prat. Tzara Kurtza. We'll go back to the first teretz then. One, where do they say he likes Reb Lezer's pshat betumah? If the meat is around, just the meat became tamein, then he likes Reb Lezer's pshat that he's allowed to make his rikas adam. But when the meat of the korban got lost or got burnt up, it's not around, then he likes Reb Yeshua's pshat. Kikaton he moida Reb Yeshua. When do we say Yeshua's moida? Shem zara kurtza benitma. When does Reb Yeshua say that it's good if you make this rika only where the bus was around, but the bus became tummy? So for the evid then, the titzis maratza, for the evid it's good. Avol b'yavid v'saraf loin, but avid v'saraf no. If the meat got lost and got burnt up, it's not around, then Rabbi Yeshua sheet there is, that even if you make this rika tadam, the carbon is possible. Since there's no meat around at all, then it's possible. So ki kam Rabbi Yossi, royani aviv Rabbi Lezer b'dievid, now it's good Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, I hold like Rabbi Lezer shita that the Yevet is kosher. What do you mean only according to Rabbi Lezer is kosher and not according to Rabbi Yeshua? The Yevet v'sarif. In a case where the meat got burnt up or got lost. Where it got burnt up or lost. Here, according to Rabbi Lezer, the korban is kosher. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, the korban is posel. So it's good Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that he likes Rabbi Lezer's pshat that where the meat got burnt up and lost, but the Yevet still is kosher. That was the pshat of Rabbi Yossi. He's not holding like both of them together. He's only saying that I like Rabbi Lezer's pshat where the meat got burnt up. Right. Let's go to the Mishnah. Nitma basar v'chel of kain. Usually after the korban, you make this rikas adam, there are two things left over. There's the meat that the kohanim eat, and there's the chel you're supposed to put on the mizbeach to burn it. Now, nitma basar, let's say the meat became tamei. This is by a korban pesach. If the meat became tomim, the chel of kayim, and the chel was kayim, and you didn't make the zrikas adam yet, has you only made the shchita, and now you took out, you saw the meat and the chel, and the meat became tomim by korban pesach, is Allah ha'ein zrikas adam. You're not allowed to make the zrikas adam, because by korban pesach, the ikur of the korban is to eat the meat. And if the meat is tomim here, then you're not allowed to eat the meat, therefore you can't make the zrikas adam. What about nitma chel? Let's just say the fat became tomim, although the avos kayim, but the meat of the korban pesach is still Torah, is still kosher, then zorikas adam. Then you're allowed to make the zorikas adam, because make the zorikas adam, and you still have the meat to eat. So even according to Rabbi Yeshua, this is kosher. Because before this, the meat kayim, you're allowed to eat this meat. Over mukdoshim, but by other kabonis, not by korban pesach, ain't the kain. You don't have the same alochim. Elo, by other kabonis, it's like this. Afal pisha nitma boser, even in the case where the meat became tamein, v'achel of kayim, hey, so you made this shchita on this korban chatis, and they start to take out the fats and the meat. Now the meat became tummy, but the fats are tor, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're still allowed to make this rikas adam. Zerik es adam. Why? Because for the other kabonis, the yikir is not the achilas avosim. The yikir is this rikas adam. Just Rabbi Yeshua says exerza kosiv, the asisa lasecha bosav yadam. It's only kosher if there's some boser. Boser can mean either achilas kahanim, or else achilas mizbeach. So as long as there's some fat left over that you can put on the mizbeach, it's still called the kosher carbon, and you're allowed to make this rikas adam. The ratio only says by carbon pesach, In a case where the meat became tamei, then you're not allowed to make this rikas adam. Like Rashi says, now fidlu Reb Leza, the ikka pestach achilas adam kosi. The ikka of a korban pestach is to be able to eat the meat. And if the meat became tamei, you're not allowed to bring the korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. He says no, but the even by korban pesach, you should know if you made this rikas adam, even in the case where the meat became tummy, and we know now this person is not allowed to eat the meat. Still, if the kohen made or the kohen made this rikas adam, it's hurtza. He was mekayim mischayvas pesach sotrashi upotim alasas pesach sheni. He does not have to bring a pesach sheni, even though we can't eat the meat by the first night. Still, he's yaitzis chayv. Why? I will be an achila. The ikki you spread on the korban pesach is to eat the meat, and achila and he can't eat it here. The meat is tamei. And for the Gemara, we have gidl holds achila loy makva. He also know eating of the korban pesach is not makif. Rashi loy makva kapor b'dievin. That you are yotz your korban pesach even though you can't eat the meat. For the Gemara, I will see. It says in the posting, ish lefiyachloy that every person has to eat it. And the Gemara mitzvah, it's only, it's a mitzvah to eat from the korban. But if you don't eat from the korban pesach, according to Rav Gidol, you're still makarim the choyves korban pesach. For the Gemara l'akiv loy, is that true? That even if you don't eat, still you eat to the mitzvah? For a tanya, we learned before, v'dash neposek v'michsas. You have to have the korban for lemnuya. If you own it, if you are appointed for this korban beforehand. Malamah teaches from this word, shein pesach nishchat, you only let it be a korban pesach, el lemnuya. Only if the people were appointed owned it from before the Shechita. Yochel, I would think, Shochdush v'lemnuyav. Let's say whoever Shech the Korban has in mind for some people that didn't own this Korban. So I would think, Yehei, Koyra la mitzvah, stand they're doing something wrong. They didn't listen to the mitzvah. Of the kosher, maybe the Korban is still kosher. Talmud Leiman, no, the Potter says a second time, Ish lefi och le techoisu. The Potter says a second time, that you only can have the korban pesach the chayso from people that were counted, were appointed, owned this korban beforehand. Is akosiv shinu alov lakiv. The Potter says it two times, that you have to own the korban pesach. Lakiv has to teach me, that if you shech the korban for somebody that does not own this korban, that's a pasus in the korban. And the iskish, the Gemara before on Talmud Nishchat said, we make a hekish, oichlin lemuyav. That the same way you shech the korban for some people that can't eat the korban is pasul. So you see clearly that this likuva, you have to be able to eat from the korban. If whoever shechs the korban has in mind only for five people that can't eat, they're sick, they can't eat from the korban is pasul. So you see likuva, you have to be able to eat from the korban. So how could Rav Gidol say no, even though you don't eat from the korban, it's tamei, still you eat to the mitzvah? So the Mara, El Rav, the Yom HaKrevi Nosen. That the Rav Gidol Om Rav, he said, oh, name a Rav, Rav holds like Rav Nosen Shita. Saka Machloike Saka. The Yom Rav Nosson holds Achilas Psokim Loi Matzim. That's Rav Nosson Shita. Avada, there are Rabbonim that argue. The Gemara's before all argued and says, no, you only eat to the mitzvah's korban if you eat the meat. That's why if you shecht it for people that can't eat it, the korban is possible. But Rav Nosson argues. And Rav here goes according to Rav Nosson. So the Gemara, hi Rav Nosson, where's this Rav Nosson that says the Achilas is not Matzim? Elaine, if you want to tell me, ho Rav Nosson, is this Rav Nosson the tiny, but learn it like this. Rabbi Nosson Leimir, Minayin Shekol Yisrael Yoytzim Pesach Echad. How do I know that it could be that with one korban Pesach, the whole Klai Yisrael is Yoytzim? How do I know that? You know, if everybody made this korban, this person the Shliach, to make the Tashechtet for us, and we all own it, we all have a Shutfas in it, we're all Yoytzim the Mitzvah. Talmud Leimir, the Pesach says, V'shochatu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Bein Aboyim. For the Gemara, V'chi Kol HaKol Shechtin, does every single person have to shech the korban? Only one person shechs for a few people. What do you mean? Everybody has to shech? El malamet is the chiddush from this pasuk. Shekol Yisrael yotzim pesach echad. It's possible that the whole Klal Yisrael could be yotzim with just one korban. Now what's the kash here? If the whole Klal Yisrael only brought one korban, could everybody eat a kazayis meat? No. There's not enough kazayisim in one korban to feed thousands, millions, thousands and thousands of Yidden. So, how could everybody be yotzei the korban pesach? Elamai Yisrael, Reb Nos knows you do not have to eat from the korban pesach. So, even though there'll be thousands of people that don't get any meat to eat here, so what? since everybody made a shliach, everybody owned this korban, and they made a shliach to shecht for them, you could be mekayim the mitzvah. So you see, the mitzvah is that the korban should be geshochten for you and not teeth the meat. So it's a right, that's your nasan shita. Mer says no. Dilma shani hosam. I'll tell you a different svara. Even though lamaisi, not everybody could eat, but we don't know who to push off. Everybody could say, Hossam di mamshchei hani. If these people will go away and say, we don't want this carbon, it's chosl hani. Then we give the meat to eat the rest of the people. Vi mamshchei hani, and you keep on going with that. Everybody could say, but if the other people wouldn't be here, I would have got to eat. It's chosl hani. So therefore, this carbon, really, there is meat here that really should be eaten by people. Which people? Everybody could say, I'm the one that's going to eat, and you're not going to eat. So since it's possible that you could have got the meat eat, even though the mice you're not getting the meat eat, that's enough. But if you, by our Mishnah, where we're saying now the meat is tummy, that nobody's allowed to eat it, maybe there it's no good. So for now, Mishnah would have a riot. When the meat is tummy, nobody can eat, maybe here it's no good. So Mara says, Ella hai Reb Nosson. It's another Reb Nosson. The Tani would look like this. Nimnu olav chaburachas. 10 people bought a korban pesach together. It's their korban now. The chazru v'nimnu olav chaburachas. And then they included another 10 people. Another chabur also became shutzit with the same korban pesach. Is alacha. And there's only enough meat here to feed 10 people. That's all. So we say, Rishonim Sheshdan Kazayas, the first 10 people that have enough Kazayas meat eat here, Oichlan Upturim, Melasas Pesach Sheni. They shech this carbon, the carbon, and they eat the meat, and then Makayim their mitzvah, they don't have to make a carbon Pesach Sheni. Of Achroinim, the second 10 people, Shein Lem Kazayas, it could be more, it could be 100 and 100, but the second Chabura, there's not enough meat for them to eat, so Tanakam holds Ein Oichlan. Since they can't eat the meat, V'chayovim lasas pesach sheni. Therefore, they're mechuyev to make a pesach sheni. Now, that this Tana holds that the ikra of the korban is teeth to meat. And if you don't get a kazayis meat teeth, you're not mekayim the mitzvah pesach rishon. You have to make a pesach sheni. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, what's Rabbi Nosson Shita know? Eilu v'yelu p'turim lasas pesach sheni. Both of them are potter for making a pesach sheni. Why? Shekfar nizra kadam. Because I call upon him, since the second Chabura owned this korban, they were mishkaftif in the korban, and the shchita was done for them also, since the shchita was done, it's kosher. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Nosson, the ikar is to have a shchita, that the korban was brought, even though you have no meat teeth, still it's kosher. The more no, Akati, maybe it feels different. Dil mishani hosam, dimim shchihani chosilahani. Still it's a svarim. If the first 10 would go away and not eat, there would be meat left over for the second 10. So even though Lamais, the second 10, does not get any meat teeth, but there was a possibility for them to get it. So maybe that's enough. Mashenke and Bayos, where the meat is tomei, nobody could eat it. Maybe there it's no good. So the more no. In Cain, listening, Rav Nosson should have said that. He should have ended off the price and say, Hoyaluruyin Limshach. He should have said, since they're roy to go off, the first 10 could have went away and the last 10 could eat it. My shekva nizra kadam. Why does Rav Nosson say in the price? The reason why he says this kosher is because they already made this rikas adam. Shema mina bedam tal yemilsa. We see clearly Rav Nosson's svar is as long as they made this rikas adam, they shechted the korban pesach for you, even though there's not enough meat for you to get, still it's kosher. Tal yemilsa. Avol achilu lay matvim, but achilu is not matvim. So the kids say Rav holds like Rav Nosson. This is the Rav Nosson. Rav Nosson shita is Achilas Korban Pesach is not makif. What's makif is just to make this rika. So that's what Rav holds also. But for the Gemara, good. You're such a Rav Nosson number. My duchy the Rav lemukim at lo matlisin lechatchila. For Rav Nosson, why did Rav have to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson? Because our Mishnah says what? Our Mishnah says if the meat became tomei, you're not allowed to make this rika sadam. So why did Rav have to say the Mishnah just means that Matkila don't do it? But with the Eber, if you made this Rikas kosher, who is Rav to say that's Tran Mishnah? Maybe our Mishnah goes not like Rav Nosson, and our Mishnah means even with the Eber is kosher, it's possible. Even if you make this Rikas Adam, still the korban is no good. Maybe our Mishnah goes according to Rabbonin. Our Mishnah says clearly, maybe it means even with the Eved, if you make this recon, still the korban is possible. Hey, how did Rav know our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson? After Gemara, Rav Matis and Keshisa. Yes, Rav knew from our Mishnah. Rav had a kasha from our Mishnah. Amai Tony, how come our Mishnah just says, Ein Zorek Es Adam? What does our Mishnah say? Nit mavos, if the meat became tomei, even though the chelev is kayim, ain't as urgas adam. That's all it says in Lashon. The Mishnah just says, don't make this rikas adam. Listen, apostle, Why didn't the Mishnah say stronger? The Mishnah should have said the Korban Pesach is posel. Why didn't it say posel? Elishma mina tzarayef and amishna ain zorek v'zatchila. All the Mishnah means is that metchila, if you ask us, will tell you, don't make the zrikas adam. Since the meat is tummy, and you're not going to be able to eat it, so don't make the zrikas here, rather make another korban that you will be able to eat the meat. Of Abu Diyevit, if the person didn't listen and went ahead and made the zrikas adam, shapadami. So that's Rav's Dik for now, Mishnah. The Mishnah just says, ain't a zerik, but if you did do it, it's kosher. Why? Because our Mishnah goes according to Rav Nosson. Shreti Gemara. Ulrab Nosin Ishta Fiochloi Lomoli. Of his Zoe, what's Shad has it? What's Rab Nosin do with the Postik? I, the Postik says you have to be able to eat the Korban Pesach. And we say if you shech the Korban, Al Manas that the five people are Choylem can't eat. The Korban is Postal. Why is the Postal according to Rab Nosin? You don't have to eat. And for the Gemara, the Vinen Gavra the Chazil Achila. That Rab Nosin is murdered to the Postik. The person has to be a person that's Roy to eat the Korban Pesach. Now, even though the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still the korban is kosher. But if you're a person that's a sick person and you can't eat the meat, then the korban is posel. Hey, it's the posel that you're saying, Ishta fiyokot chayson, who can you make a korban pesach for? Only for people that they are roi to eat. Even though the meat you cannot eat, even though the meat is tummy. That's Rav Nosson's svarim. So if the people are not roi to eat it, they're a chaylim, and echnami, the korban is posel. But if the person is roi to eat, just the meat is tummy, it's still kosher. So the Morman Tanul Hodotan Rabban, who's the Tan of this Raisam? It says, Shochatul Yoichlo. They shechted the korban al manas the people could eat it. That the 10 people in the Chabura, 5 were sick and 5 were not, so they shechted al manas the people, the 5 that could eat. Of the Bezorku Domishol Yoichlo. Of the Shaz Rikon, he had in mind only the 5 people that can't eat. Is our Pesach Atzma kosher? The Lochri is the Pesach still kosher. And also Yoitz Yechoy, we don't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. As the Chura command, who does this go like? Name Rav Nosson. The Chura goes like Rav Nosson. Because we said what? Even though you're making this Rik of Shtoy Loichlov, still the carbon is possible. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Mar, Beloy Rabbonin, and not like Rabbonin. The Mar says no. Afilu Tem Rabbon, even if it goes according to Rabbonin, still it's kosher here. Why? And Mashcheves Oichlim is Rikah. Now I'll tell you the Yisai, that if you have in mind Bishash do the Avoidah for people that can't eat, that's only possible Bishash Rita. Because the post says ishlofiochloi techoisu, and techoisu means shchita. So only v'shan shchita, if you think in mind to shech for the people that can't eat, that's when you pass for the korban. But if you have this machshava v'shan zrika, there's no psul even according to Rabbanan. V'shan zrika, you don't have the psul. The post says ishlofiochloi techoisu only v'shan shchita, not v'shan zrika. The Mara man tano hara to Rabbanan. Who is the tano of this brisa? Harei shayecholam. If somebody was sick. B'shash chitam. B'shash they shechted the korban, the person was sick, he wasn't able to eat the meat. V'cholam b'shash rika. But he got well, he was healthy again, b'shash rika. Now he could eat the meat. Or the other way. Cholam b'shash chitam. He was healthy b'shash they shechted the korban. V'cholam b'shash rika. He got very sick b'shash rika, now he's not ready to eat the meat. He is alocha ein shechtem zechen alov. You're not allowed to shecht or throw the, make this rika on this person. Until the person is a healthy person, that the person himself is roi to eat meat from the time of the shchita until the end of the zrika. Is the chura command name of Rabbanan of Rav Nosson? Chura only goes according to Rabbanan that holds you have to be able to eat the meat of the korban. But according to Rav Nosson, since you don't have to eat the meat, maybe even if you're not roi to eat the meat, also is kosher. That's a havaminim. The Mar no, like we said before. Afilu tamer Rav Nosson. This brisa could even go according to Rav Nosson, like we said before. Gavra de chazil achila binon. Rav Nosson says, even though he holds up the meat is tummy and you can't eat it, still it's kosher. That's only because the person has to be royalty. But if the person is a chayla and can't eat the meat, that's a pasles. That's the pasuk says. You have to be able to eat the meat. So here, if you were sick, b'shazrika, that's no good. You yourself have to be able to eat the meat from the time of the shchita until the time of the zrika. If he got sick later, then since b'shash shchita the korban was kosher, avadi yoytz of the mitzvah. So tomorrow, man, time, all the time, Rabban, who's the time of this brisa? Shochatu v'tayra. They shechted it when you were tor, the meat was tor. V'yachakach nitmu habaylam. Or then the baylam became tomi. His alocha yizra kadam. You're still allowed to bring the korban is still kosher. Yizra kadam v'tayra. You're allowed to make the zrika. V'yal yoychu bosa v'tumam. But the person, the Bailam, is not allowed to eat the meat since he's tummy. Is the Chura command, who does this go like? Om Reb Leza, Bachloikis Shnuyev Reb Nosni, and Echnami. This is all in the Machloikis. The here we see clearly
that the person became tummy before zrika. So we know clearly this person is not allowed to eat the meat. Still we say you can make the zrika, and his yoytz is mitzvahs korban Pesach. I, according to the Rabbanan, you're not yoytz to mitzvahs korban Pesach unless you eat the meat. And here you can't eat the meat. So this only goes according to Rav Nosson, and not according to Rabbanan. Rav Nosson knows even though you can't eat the meat, still you yoytz to mitzvahs korban. We have Yechon Amar, Rav Yechon says, I feel tame Rabbanan. I'll say maybe it even goes according to Rabbanan. You know what we're talking about over here? The tzibur. We're talking about the tzibur became tummy. The afilu betumen ami avdi. That is, what's the case here? They shechted the korban pesach you were tor. The yachakach nitmu. It means like Rashi says, the nosi of Klal Yisrael died. That everybody went to be Yosef in his levaya. So rov tzibur became tummy. So now that the bialim became tummy, since the bialim rov tzibur is tummy, the locher is you could bring the korban betumah and you're even allowed to eat the meat betumah. The only korban that you're allowed to eat the meat betum is a korban pesach. So Mel, this bracha could even go according to Rabbanan. Even though the Rabbanan say the ikur with the korban is to eat the meat, and here the person became tummy, but he's allowed to eat the meat at night. Why? Because rov tzibur became tummy. When rov tzibur became tummy, then you're even allowed to eat the meat of a korban pesach. For the Gemara, Iba tzibur, Ama yena bosa necha betumah. Abazoi, why can't you eat the meat? The Torah says, Gzera, shem yitmu abaylam liachas rika. We're afraid maybe the Bialim will become tummy after Zrika. In other words, midiraisa really you're allowed to eat the meat. That's why the korban is kosher. But midirabonin though you're not allowed to eat the meat. And it's a gzeira. What's the gzeira? Because we're afraid maybe next year there'll be another case that the shash shchita and Zrika, everybody was torn. That's called the korban was brought betaira. And then later in the afternoon the people became tummy. So in such a case, even though rov tzibur became tummy, they're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Because that's not called a korban that's brought betumah. A korban's brought means v'shasta v'avodah, v'shasta shrit and zrika. See, if it's like this year was good, rov tzibur was tamei v'shas zrika. So it's called a korban was brought betumah, then taka really midirais you allowed to eat the meat at night. But we make a gzera, maybe next year is that v'shas shrit and zrika, everybody was torah. They first became tamei later. And in that case, the korban was brought betairah, you're not allowed to eat the meat. The Yomru, people say, Ishtaket last year, learn its manu, weren't we all tummy? We achalnu, and we ate the meat. Sahashta, this year also, nami nechel, let's also eat the meat tonight, even though we're all tummy. But v'layadi, people will know, the Ishtaket last year, ki is dorek dam, v'shasta zrika, v'shasta kaimadun di avoidam, bailam tameim heve. The bailam rove sibu was tummy ready, so consider the korban is being brought betumah. Therefore, you're allowed to eat the meat betumah. Of the Hashta this year, buy them term heavy. This year, we're talking about such a case that everybody was tor, even b'shas rikam. They only became tummy later on in the afternoon. So that's called the korban was brought for Tyra, and in such a case, you're not allowed to eat the meat at night. Therefore, the made Xeri, even in the case we're allowed to, other case you're not allowed to. Tomorrow, boy, you say another terrace is. That's the original Kasha. How come Raz says now Mishnah?